As we discussed in our previous year, the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph from Masechet Pesachim teaches us Shailin v'Darshin b'Hilchos HaPesach Kodem HaPesach Shloshim Yoyim, that the halacha is that for 30 days before Pesach we begin studying the halachas of Pesach. And that's why, as we discussed extensively in our previous year, the halacha is that from 30 days before Pesach, we begin to have obligations of Hilchos Pesach. For example, as we discussed in our previous year, the halacha is that if somebody leaves his home within 30 days of Pesach, he has to already be Boidik Chametz. And in fact, the first halacha in Hilchos Pesach, in Shulchan Aruch Aruchayim, Simen Tov Chav Tes, is Shoylim B'Hilchos Pesach, Koidim L'Pesach Shloshim Yoyim. For 30 days before Pesach, it's a halacha to discuss, to begin learning Hilchos Pesach. The Meiri says that this is not, even though our Gemara on Daf on Vav Amud Beis teaches us the source for this rule of Shoylim of 30 days before Pesach, says the Meiri that this is not a halacha midaraisa, it's only an asmachta. However, the Bach, the Pnei Yeshua, say that if we see, as we discussed, that this halacha is the basis for the halacha of being by the chametz already 30 days before Pesach. So you see, it's not just some sort of a good piece of advice. It must be that this is actually the halacha, because were it not the actual halacha, it cannot serve as the basis for the halacha that we discussed regarding Bedikas Chametz. The Meiri goes on to say, not only is this a halacha regarding learning Hilchos Pesach, but the Meiri says that this halacha really represents that 30 days before Pesach, we should begin getting ready for the Yontif. And whatever is necessary to do for the Yontif, when we get to 30 days before, that's when we should start thinking about it. However, there is a very fundamental question that many Rishonim and Achronim ask. And that is, our Gemara here is teaching us that the halacha is that 30 days before Pesach, we begin learning Hilchos Pesach. But we all remember the Gemara at the end of Masechet Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that says, Moshe Tikalem L'Yisrael, Sheishoylem V'Dorshim B'Hilchos HaPesach B'Pesach, that you have to learn Hilchos Pesach on Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres B'Tzeres, Hilchos Shvuos on Shvuos, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Hilchos Sukkos on Sukkos. So here it seems that the halacha is that we begin learning, we learn the halachas of Yontif on Yontif themselves, not 30 days before. How do we reconcile these two Gemaras? Tosfos in Masechet Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Divrei Hamaskel Mai, says that there are two separate halachas. One halacha is that there's a halacha of learning 30 days before Yontif, and aside from the halacha of learning 30 days before Yontif, there's another halacha that on Yontif itself we have to learn the Hilchos Yontif. The Ritva says as follows. The difference is that for 30 days before Yontif, in the Beis Medrash, where there are groups of people learning Torah, that's when we have to begin learning Hilchos Pesach. But that is an obligation on the community. Each, every, however, individual doesn't have that obligation, but he has the obligation on Yontif itself to learn the halacha of Yontif. And in fact, I saw from the Shulah that every Yontif, when that Yontif comes, there's an obligation to learn on that yontif the mesechta that's relevant to that yontif. On Pesach, you have to learn mesechta Pesachim. On Sukkot, you learn mesechta Sukkah. On Shabbos, Parshas Shkolim, you learn Parshas Shkolim, and so on. The Beis Yosef says that before Pesach, you have to learn the halachas that are relevant before Yontif, and on Yontif, to know what to do, whether it has to do with kashering, kalim, or other such halachas, baking matzahs, all halachas that we need to know before Yontif. And then, says the Beis Yosef, amongst other Torahs that we will quote from him, that on Yontif itself, we're not learning the actual halachas about the Yontif, then it's already, so to speak, too late to learn the halachas about the Yontif. On Yontif, we learn the reasoning, the lamdas behind the various halachas. The Bach has a different pshat. The Bach says that what the Gemara him means is that before Yontif, you have to learn the halachas of the Yontif. But on Yontif, when we daven and we have Kriyas HaTorah, we have an obligation that the Kriyas HaTorah on Yontif should be about the Yontif that we learn. The Beis Yosef in Simen Tuf Chaf Tes, asking this question that we just began with, gives a number of other Tzurtzim. He says that what the Gemara here means to say is that if you have two Talmidim that come to the Rebbe to ask him a question and learning, and it's 30 days before Pesach, this is the way most Mefarshim understand Pshat in this Teretz of the Beis Yosef. If it's 30 days before Yontif, so then the Talmud who asks about Hilchas Pesach takes precedence. If the two Talmidim asking questions, one's asking about Hilchas Pesach, and one's asking about a different subject, so the Talmud who asks about Hilchas Pesach takes precedence, given that it's 30 days before Yontif. That's regarding the 30 days before Yontif. But as far as Yontif itself, of course, on Yontif itself, there everybody has to learn the Hilchas Pesach. That's one teretz, the Meiri gives. Another teretz that the Beis Yosef says is that since, but another way of understanding this teretz is that if you have two Talmidim that want to learn from a Rebbe, and one wants to learn Hilchas Pesach and one wants to learn something else, so what the Gemara means to say is that within the 30 days before Pesach, and you have these two Talmidim, and now the Rebbe has to choose what to learn, so the halachas of Yontif take precedence. Another teretz that the Beis Yosef suggests is that the 30 days Pesach is a special rule, because given that Pesach has so many rules, so the 30 days before Pesach, you have to learn the Hilchas Pesach, because if you're not going to learn them 30 days before Pesach, it's just not possible to be prepared for the Yontif properly. In fact, I saw from Rabbi Yoshev, that Rabbi Yoshev says that let's say you have a person who's working, or a person who has other Siddurim, and he won't have the 30 days before Yontif, is just not enough time for him to learn all Hilchas Pesach. Then says Rabbi Yoshev, he has to begin before 30 days. And it's very understandable what Rabbi Yoshev is saying according to this explanation of the Meiri. Because the 30 days is just a way of saying that you have to be able to have enough time to learn the halachas. And if you need more time, obviously you'll take more time. And then the Beis Yosef says a third pshat. The third pshat is that since Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they began preparing 30 days before Yontif for the Korban Pesach. And the preparation for Korban Pesach was quite extensive. They had to prepare an animal. They had to get a chabur together. They had to arrange to get to Yerushalayim. So they began preparing for Korban Pesach 30 days before Yontif. That's what the Gemara means. That's the 30 days before Yontif, you start preparing. That's what the Gemara means in our Gemara. Shoyl Mehilchas Pesach, Shlosh Miyoyim, Lefnei Koyim Machak. And the obvious nafgamina between all the various terutzim of the Rishonim that we have just quoted is what will be the halacha regarding other Yomim Tovim. Is this halacha of Shloshim Yoyim apply by other Yontif as well? So if we follow the Pshat of the Beis Yosef, because as we just learned, Pesach is unique because it has the Korban Pesach, or the Pshat that the Beis Yosef quoted, that Pesach is unique because you have so many halachas involved in Korban Pesach, so in Yom Tov Pesach, so then it's only Pesach. And as I saw, even though if that's the case, so should be the halacha regarding Sukkos. Doesn't Sukkos and the Dalaminim also have so many halachas? So I saw that the Paiskim say that although certainly there are so many halachas involved in Sukkos, but it's much easier to fulfill the halachas of Sukkah than it is to fulfill the halachas of Pesach, because that'll mean it, you buy from an honest moicher esroigim, and the Sukkah, the Paiskim say, most Sukkahs are kosher, and therefore Sukkos is much easier halacha than Pesach, and therefore this halacha would only be regarding Sukkos, regarding Pesach. On the other hand, I did see that the Achroinim suggest that not only by Pesach is there this halacha, we have this halacha by other Yom Tovim as well. Because we find the Gemara, the Mishnah, in Masechta Bechoris, that Nun Zayin Amud Beis, uses the words Befrois HaPesach, Befrois HaTzeres, or Befrois HaChag. And what is the definition of those three terms? It means half of the 30 days before the Yom Tov, when we have to begin learning the halakas of Yom Tov. So we see, if the Gemara uses this terminology, if the Mishnah uses this terminology, not only regarding Pesach, but regarding the other Yom Tovim as well, so I saw that the Bach and the Magen Avraham and the Pri Chodosh bring a raya that this halakha of 30 days applies by all Yom Tovim as well. The Gra says, certainly it doesn't apply by Shluas. And his raya is because we find that before Sukkos, we have Shabbos Shuvah. Before Pesach, we have Shabbos HaGadol. And as we look in the Mishnah Berurah, here in Siman Tov Chav Tes, he quotes the halacha that the purpose of those drashas was to teach, for the Rav to teach the community the halachas of the Yom Tov. We don't find, however, says the Gra, that they gathered for a drasha before Shavuos. That's because Shavuos, there is no real halachas, many halachas that I have to teach, and therefore the Gra says it's enough to begin teaching Hilchas Shavuos on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The Chasam Sofer says that the Raya that we just quoted from the Mishnah Masechet Bechoris, that says Befrois HaPesach, Befrois HaTzeres, Befrois HaChag, is only when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. When, as we said before, they had to prepare themselves with the halachas. Nowadays, with the kabbonis. Nowadays, that unfortunately is no longer the case. Says the Chasam Sofer, this very much in line with the teretz that we quoted from the Beis Yosef, that you don't have to, that the reason we have these 30 days is only because of the Karban Pesach, says the Chasam Sofer, that doesn't apply nowadays. What about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? The Pnei Yeshua in Masechet Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Dalet, says that not only is this halacha on Yom Tovim, but the same halacha applies for Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur. The Marsha, however, at the end of Masechet Megillah, in indicating the Gemara that we quoted at the beginning of today's shiur, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Olam Yisrael, Shir Darshim, Hilchas Achag B'Chag, Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchas Chag B'Chag, Hilchas Atzeres B'Atzeres, but the Gemara doesn't speak about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He says, because what's the main aspect of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The main aspect of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the doing tshuva. And he says, doing tshuva is not limited to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. A Jew is supposed to do tshuva every day of the year. And therefore, since he has to do tshuva every day of the year, therefore, the halacha is that this halacha, says the Marsha, doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Regarding Chanukah and Purim, the Tosfos there in Masechet Megillah says that by Purim there is no halacha of Shloshim Yoyim, and say the Achronim, the Sefer Chasdei Ovis, says if by Purim there is no halacha of Shloshim Yoyim, certainly by Chanukah, which is also only with Rabbanim, and unlike Purim, which is called the Yontif, Chanukah is not even called the Yontif, certainly the halacha doesn't apply of Shloshim Yoyim, by Purim. Now the question is, when is the time of the Shloshim Yoyim before Purim, before Pesach? So the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Beis quotes the Achronim, the Gra, the Chayt Yaakov, that say it starts from Purim. And the question that comes up, I saw a very interesting question, what is the halacha on Purim? What should you prefer to learn on Purim? Should you prefer to learn on Purim Hilchas Purim, or should you learn Hilchas Pesach? Because if we're saying in our Shia today that learning Hilchas Pesach is the takana that our Gemara just taught us one is obligated to do, learning Hilchas Purim, there is no such takana. And furthermore, Pesach is a Yontif Midaraisa. Purim is not a Yontif Midaraisa. So perhaps one could very much suggest that by Purim, that if on Purim one has a question about Hilchas Pesach, or learning about Hilchas Pesach takes precedent over learning Hilchas Pesach. And I saw a very beautiful pshat. We know that the Gemara says in Masechta Megillah that Hada Kablua, that in the time of Achashverosh, Klal Yisrael were mekabel the Torah again. Not only were they mekabel the Torah again, but they were mekabel the Torah baratzim. So, as we know, the entire purpose of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, Beret Yachad Mas'am, when Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Tabdum Eshel Wakim Alahar Hazeh, we will worship Hashem by the Mekabel the Torah. So the entire purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Kabbalah the Torah. And Purim, as we just said, also represents Kabbalah the Torah. So since Purim represents Kabbalah the Torah, what better way of indeed commemorating all of this is by learning Hilchas Pesach on Purim. And that's why we know there was a minute by many people that at the Sudas Purim they began learning Hilchas Pesach. I saw that the Mefarshim asked the question, why does the Gemara use the words Shoyalim
the darshim. We should have said darshim, loindim, darshim, we learn. What is the wording of shayalim the darshim? So I saw two beautiful pshatim. One pshat I saw is there was once a rav who, we know that one of the obligations of every rav in a community, in a town, is to say a Shabbos Agadol and Shabbos Shuva Drasha. And there was once a rav of a community who, when it came to say the Shabbos Agadol Drasha, didn't come to say the Drasha. And the community was somewhat upset. It's the rabbi who's supposed to say the Drasha on Shabbos Agadol. So he said, the answer why I'm not saying the Shabbos Hagol Drasha is in the words of the Gemara that we have just quoted. With the question that we just quoted. Why does the Gemara use the words Shoyal in the Darshan? So he says, what the Gemara means to say is as follows. If you have a community that are Shoyalim, that ask questions, that want to know what Hilchas Pesach is all about, so the rabbi has the obligation of a darshan to respond to that community. But if there are no shaylas, just that I should get up and say a drasha, but not that you, the community, should participate, it has to be shayalim and then darshan. But then I saw a very beautiful vort from the Satmar Rebbe in explaining shayalim the darshan. He says that particularly as we are now learning extensively Hilchas Pesach, so many halachas, so many interesting, complicated, important halachas. And of course, as we are also learning, as Tosfos taught us, the first Tosfos of our Masechta, Pesach, Mat Chametz, is such a unique concept. No other place in the Torah do we find the din of Bayirah Bayi Matzah. It's such a serious issue. So a Rav in a community who has to answer questions, who has to give shiurim about Hilchos Pesach, needs so much Siyata D'Shmaya that he should Chas V'Sholom not say something which is incorrect and Chas V'Sholom not be machshel his community, not be machshel anybody with the halacha. So therefore, says the Gemara, shayalim. First we have to be shayal. We have to ask and beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should have the siyata d'shmaya to learn the Gemara right, to come to the proper conclusion in the halacha. After we ask shayalim, after we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that siyata d'shmaya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopefully grants our tefillahs the darshan, then can we get up and say drushes and say shiurim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that the shiurim should be as they are supposed to be, lalameid, lilmad lalameid, es dvar Hashem, to teach and learn the word of Hashem.